Well, let's start this morning with Psalm 6.
Lord, in thy wrath, rebuke me not, nor
He made
the 23rd Psalm, but they generally do not think about the words that it says, because it has kind of become a prayer. I think it's often times that we make things that we memorize dead letters to our memories, and we do not meditate on them. But more people right now would think about what this says, particularly about, as we say in the King James, "Yea, thou I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me, my rod and my staff that comforts me." That people would not be as they are in our nation today and in our country, that we would actually believe what this says. But I guarantee you that today, being a Sunday, overlapping with Sabbath, that many people are reciting that very psalm, and they do not believe what it says. They are fearful, and they do not truly believe in God and His help. And if they do die, well, then they're dwelling places with Him in His house forever. So the fear of death can control an entire people, an entire nation. And that psalm is designed, I think, so that we can think about those things. Something to think about. Hang on to your songbooks for after our message. We will sing Psalm 17, A and B, for our long psalm. And I have sat out a copy of the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6, which is 7 through 15, which also includes the prelogue and the postscript, so to speak, of what the Lord teaches us about prayer, which also corresponds to what I was trying to say about Psalm 23. And if you separate this statement from the Lord's Prayer becomes the antithesis, which means the opposite, of what it is supposed to be. And, people also will be today reciting this prayer in congregations all over the world, all over the country. And they will be vainly repeating it, not allowing the letters and the words of the Lord's Prayer to enter into their heart and their mind to affect their soul and their body. And so if you remove those beginning and ending statements by our Lord from what He is teaching us, as this is the manner of prayer and not just the words of a prayer, in other words, it's to teach us how to pray, it is not to teach us to pray this vainly. Not that we shouldn't have it memorized, not that we shouldn't pray it, but that it is not meant to be your only prayer. It's a manner. And so, Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6, 7-15, Jesus said, "When ye pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask Him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses." And so I think if you keep that attached, very plainly what it is that the Bible is trying to tell us. So that will be also in our next printing of our songbook. It's just a loose leaf for now. If everyone has their King James Bible with them, if you don't have a King James, don't read out of it because it will mess everything up. But we're going to turn to the 8th chapter of the book of Hebrews for responsive reading, which we're going to do directly from Scripture, which will correspond to the message that we're going to study. Hebrews is right after all the Pauline epistles, and between what's called the general epistles. I get slow using a paper Bible, using a computer. I'm going to start in 5, and I will read one verse, and then you can respond in the next verse. So I'm going to start in the middle of 5. Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou makest all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount.
But now had he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises.
For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second.
For, finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
And they shall not teach every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins, and their iniquities will I remember no more.
In that he saith, A new covenant, he has made the first old, now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. So we're going to end here in resuscitations. Singing. Why don't we turn in our song books, and we will end this service with Psalm 17.
Out of the past, wherein these thine it shall, thou that by thy right hand. Save them that trust in thee from those that up against them stand. Thy wondrous loving kindness show, thou that by thy right hand. Save them that trust in thee from those that up against them stand. As apple of the eye me keep, in thy wing shade me close. From lewd oppressors compassing me round as deadly foes. In their own trap they are enclosed, their mouth speaks loftily. Our steps they compass and to ground, down bowing set their eye. Ye like unto a lion is that greedy of his prey. For lion young which lurking doth in secret places stay. Arise and disappoint my foe and cast him down, O Lord. My soul save from the wicked man, the man which is thy sword. From men which are thy hand, O Lord, from worldly men me save, which only in this present life their part and portion have. Whose belly with thy treasure hid, thou fills thy children have. In plenty of their goods the rest, they to their children leave. But as for me, I thine own face in righteousness will see. And with thy likeness when I wake, I satisfied shall be. But as for me, I thine own face in righteousness will see. And with thy likeness when I wake, I satisfied shall be.
Now again, we did not intentionally plan to sing verses that corresponded to what we talked about, but songs are full of truth. So you should notice that that last line that we sang is exactly what I was referring to about enjoying heavenly state of existence in the resurrection, where it says, but as for me, I thine own face in righteousness will see, and with thy likeness when I wake, I satisfied shall be. If you don't want to see God's face now, you definitely won't want to see it then. So let's end with that thought there. And Christian, would you give us a prayer if you don't mind?
Dear God, thank you for today. Thank you for your grace and mercy this Sabbath day. And thank you for the Sabbath. Thank you for giving it to us. Rest in you and just have physical rest and hear the preaching of your word and sing praises to you. Lord, I pray in the future and future Sabbaths that your word would be even more of a blessing to our souls and that you would open our eyes that we may behold wondrous things out of your law. I pray that as we sing future praises that we would truly be just worshiping you and giving glory to you with our lips, and just help us to meditate on those psalms as well, Lord, as we do that. Thank you for the food that we're about to eat. Thank you for strength, Father. Amen.